Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how, plus our know-how, will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Steve Roush, reading it for Jim. And the title of this column is Inspect Inspections. And here's what Jim has to say about Inspect Inspections. If you are buying inspection services, make sure you are getting them. I was in a facility once where I saw what happens when these things go wrong. This facility had some high-priced instrumentation for which they had an annual inspection contract. It just so happened that I was very familiar with one piece of instrumentation that was on this inspection cycle, and I was standing beside it when the inspector came by. I knew every flaw this instrument currently suffered. The inspector's entire activity, as I observed it, was to take off last year's inspection sticker and put on this year's. As he began to walk away, I challenged him on his quote-unquote inspection. I told him everything I knew what was wrong with this instrument. He told me his company's contract was such that he only had time to change inspection stickers. This gentleman's company, the one with the inspection contract, is a very famous mega corporation. They are allegedly heavily involved in Six Sigma and other buzzword quality programs, yet they get themselves entangled in contracts such as this. There are several important points here. We will start with contract negotiations. It is obvious from this example that you must not take your negotiations to such a level that the supplier cannot do anything. In other words, do not get so cheap that you will receive no services. A second point is to make sure you have a qualified inspector. I am not saying this inspector was not qualified, but he was certainly unethical in my book. I would ask for 5 resumes to approve and only let one of the 5 approved inspectors on site write this into the contract.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column. When writing a contract, agree on an inspection protocol. Exactly what will be done by the inspector? What will be the course of action if the inspector finds defects? Who buys replacement parts, and from whom do they buy them? How long will the item being inspected be out of service? Who pays for additional downtime? There needs to be a special method for your mill's own people to spot check the inspections, unless you plan on having someone follow the inspector around, which is not a bad idea.
quality checks on the inspector's work may well be worth it. There are many questions to be asked, and they are all important. You have two choices. Do inspections correctly, or do them the way I observed. The way I observed will no doubt save you money in the short term, but heaven help you if you get caught due to a failure. I hope you are having your safety equipment inspected regularly, especially fire extinguishers, Scott air packs, and vessel sniffers. These are short-term life and death matters and should not be fooled with under any circumstances. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.